Shastra has given writers to first obey and serve you because you are Guru. So we are unconditionally. We are giving ourselves to your feet. Sarva dharman parityajyamam ekam saranam. Bhagavan has told you, you are Bhagavan. You have told that living all dharms, you should be saranagat, completely surrender to me. I am the husband of husband. I am Jagat Guru. So we are giving ourselves unconditionally surrendered to your feet. You should accept us. If you are not accepting, then you will have seen, you will have to go in hell and all others. Krishna began to laugh. Here there is a sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. घोर सत्व निषेविता प्रतियात वरजम नेह थेयम स्त्री भी सुमध्यमा. कृष्ण इज टेलिंग दैट now it is very deep night. There is very deep andhakar, dark. And ghor rupa, ghorpa manse, very fearful. And singha, lions, tigers, and bhalu, deers, are roaming here and there. So you should go pratijat brajam. So at once go to your homes. Gopis are telling, we never go. We cannot go. You have taken our heart. So at first give, you have stolen our hearts by flute. So give our heart and then we will return. Without taking our heart, only by physical body, minus heart, we cannot go. If we go, what we will do after going? So we will not go. One thing, you are very rushy. Your intention is that in this night we should stay here with you. You want. But we are very pativrata. Pativrata? Husband, only one husband. That is called Patiprata. We never have seen any person leaving our husbands. But today you are telling us, Rajanya Esa, it is night, it is dark, you should not go return to your house. You should be here. We will never stay here. We are going to our husbands. Don't see towards us. Seeing this, they began to return. Then Krishna called them again. So, these are under the tree of Bansiva. Here, all gopis gathered and rush began. And from here, Krishna vanished away with Radhika. And from here gopis became mad and were searching hither and thither, asking for where is Krishna to every trees and creepers and tulsi. So when Krishna again appeared before gopis, they again came to the, under the, this Bansibat, and again Krishna, he sat down on the dupatta of gopis. This is dupatta. One gopi took the legs of Krishna, feet of Krishna, in her lap, and was telling that, oh, you should not do like this. We have left everything for you, and you have left us. Don't again leave us. Another gopi catch hold of Krishna, right hand in her lap, her hands in hands, and began to weep. Oh, you are very much
cruel.
You should not do like this. One gopi took the left hand of Krishna, and she was only weeping, not doing nothing. One gopi, very far away from Krishna, standing. She was only watching and seeing towards Krishna with like this. Bankim Bhru.
Eyebrow.
Like what?
Bow.
She was very angry and only seeing towards this. And by his sight, he was telling something Krishna. And by this gopi, by the sight of this gopi, Krishna ashamed so much and understood everything that gopi wanted to say Krishna. Then here Krishna told them, gopis, one gopi, again, that gopi, very gopi, Adat Radhika, that was Radhika, the gopi who has taken the feet of Krishna, that was Shiva Chandravali, hand Shyamala and Bhadra. So, at last gopis tells Krishna that, O Krishna, there are three kinds of persons. One is that if anyone does prem, then he does prem. Priti to priti. And another kind of person is that whether anyone does prem or not prem, but yet he does prem. And third is, whether you do prem or not prem, he will never do prem. So gopi, atat Srimati Radhika, is asking Krishna, three kinds of person, who are you? In three kinds of persons, in what type of you are? You are first, or second, or third. First you cannot be, because we are doing prem, and you are not doing. Second, without doing prem, or not doing, he does prem. You cannot do. And third is like you. If anyone does prem or not, he does not prem. Perhaps you are in this category. Krishna began to laugh. He told that, O Priyatama, I am not of any one of these categories. One who does prem, after taking prem from anyone, if a man does prem and then he does prem, they are baniya. Baniya means
merchant.
Only merchant. If anything you will give, they will give something to you. So I am not merchant. In this prem, there is no dharma, no better quality of anything. They are swarthi. Swarthi means
selfish.
Selfish. They are only selfish. So no dharma at all. Following? No dharma. Nothing good in this thing. Second type are father and mother and Gurudev. If a sishya or son or daughter loves or not loves his father, mother and guru, that not serve, yet they have kind sight on them. They love a wretched sishya or son or daughter. They are dharmic and they are pure and something now, everything is better in them. I am not within these two categories. And you are accepting this. Now third category, there are four kinds of persons in this category, in last category. One, those who are
calm.
Atmaram. Atmaram is a word in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are remaining in his Atma. Mane, what is?
In English, self-satisfied. They are satisfied in the self.
Achha. That is Atmaram. Aptakam. Those, everything is fulfilled. Nothing to have anything. No ambition, no anything. Everything has been fulfilled. That is called Atmaram. Aptakam. Like Sukadeva Goswami, Sanat Sanandana, Sanat Kumar. They are all Aptakam. Or Atmaram, these are also Atmaram. Third is Guru Drohi. Or Guru Drohi Akritagya. Guru Drohi means those who are not serving his father and mother and Gurudev. Then they are Guru Drohi, against Guru, evil doer of Guru and father and mother. They are very wretched persons. They are more than animals. They are Guru Drohi. And Akritagya,
ungrateful.
If I am doing something good to you, but you deny, that is ungrateful. I am not anyone within these things, in these categories. I am not Aptakam. I am master and everything of Aptakam, not only Aptakam. I am Aradhya of Aptakam. Atmaram, I am not Atmaram, but Atmaram.
Thinking of me.
Thinking of me. And that is why they have become Atmaram and Atma. And I am not Guru Drohi. I am so much greater than Guru Sevak also. And not ungrateful. Then why I disappeared? we have given everything and forget everything for your nijas own. You have given up your husband, your lajja. Lajja means shame. Wife, istri, women can leave everything, but not same.
Yes.
Same is more than of women. But you have left this also. Husband, children, everything. Even the happiness for bodies and self, anything you have seen. So, I wanted to give you something, some more thinking about me. So I disappeared as if a very poor man. He has not a single paisa, and he anyhow very fortunate. He
it's something.
A very coin of gold.
Yes.
Archintamani he receives. But he don't know that what is this. He imagined that it is a piece of glass, broken glass one. Anyone took that chintamani. He began to search where this piece of broken glass is. But he could not find. A man asked him, what you are searching? He told that, I'm searching, I have received any piece of broken glass, very, very good, looking good. So I'm searching. Oh, I have seen that thing. This was not a piece of glass broken, but it was parashmani chintamani. By touching in iron, that iron will become gold. So precious thing. You have lost this. Hearing he became mad, began to cry, weeping. Oh, I have lost this very valuable thing. And always remembering and weeping whole day and night. So you are loving me, but yet there is some lacking in your prem. I wanted that this would be fulfilled. So I vanished. That you should think, remember me. That is why I became vanished. That your prem should develop and develop. So that world will know that gopis are the last stage of prem. Jagat know, all world knows that in meeting how joyful they are, but in separation how they are, anyone does not know. Now they will know and they will always remember you, all gopis. Not to me, but they will think only the dust of gopi feet. Bande nanda braja istrinam padurinam avikshnasa yasam hari kathod gita punat bhuvanatrayam. Was you are very lucky and very lucky. I will not give anything in revenge, you know.
Exchange
that you have given to me. So I will be always a Rini and Rini to you. Rini?
Debtor
to you. So please be pleased upon me. I will be debtor to you. all the daggers were then in under the tree of Bansi Bhatt. So Bansi Bhatt is Aradha like Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayasat Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Bajubadu Bhargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatrasa. Here, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he became senseless when he came under that tree. Nityananda Prabhu became faint, Advaita Acharya, and Rupa Sanatan always used to come daily to here. In nearby, there is a place of Gopeshwar Mahadev. He came from Kailash at first and wanted to go to Bansi Bhatt to see pastimes of Ras Leela. But Gopi checked him at the sima of, at the border of Vrindavan, near Akrur Ghat. You know Akrur Ghat? This is the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. Shankar began to weep and began to meditate with Yogamaya, Paurnamasi. After thousands of years, she became visible to Shankar and told him to ask that you want. Shankar told that, I want to see the Ras Leela of Krishna. Oh, you cannot see. Very, very durlabh for you. Durlabh means
difficult
to you. Any man having the abhiman, proud nahi hota hai, like proud, that I am woman and I am gopi and my marriage has been done to a gop, that gopi can see. Those who have no qualification, a male cannot go there. Any male rather than Krishna cannot see this. You are male, you cannot go. Then he began to weep and catch hold the feet of Yogamaya. Then he at once took the hands of Shankar and gave him in the Brahma Sarovar, Brahma Hrada. What I told?
That she
he took
him
the hand up and put him in the pond, that pond, Brahma Hrada.
That is near Lala Babu temple?
Yes. And he put out of water, she became very, very beautiful gopi and told her, Purnima Devi, that you should be watch from there by hiding on in a kunja where now Gopeshwar Mahadevi is situated in groves. Told nothing. When Ras began, then gopis are saying paraspar, each other, and to Krishna, that today we are not feeling so happy,
yes,
and no taste in rasa. Why? It seems that any person who has no qualification and not sajatiya manasi, not sajatiya manasi, you know, those who are equal
qualification
like gopis. Some other nature person have come here. They began to search all gopis, lakhs and lakhs of gopis. At least they found a new gopi there. they catch hold of their beni and ask, "Who are you?" She cannot tell who is she, because Purnamadevi has not given any name. "Who are you? What is the name of your husband? What is your name? What is the name of your parents and sasur and sas, sasur and father-in-law, mother-in-law? Is there any brother of you? Where is your village? Where is your father-in-law's abode, place?" No reply. "Oh, you are newcomer. You have no qualification that a gopi should have. So catch hold of their bellies and begin to do like this." She began to weep at last. She remembered Purnima Devi at once came, and she requested them not to beat her. "She is my Kripapatri. My Kripapatri. The Patra of kind. Kripapatri.
Kripa means mercy.
Mercy is upon whom?
I have given mercy to her.
Upon whom mercy is given. That
the
is called.
Object of my mercy?
Huh?
She is the object of my mercy?
Object of mercy.
Yes.
He is my object of mercy. So you should be merciful upon him. Please give him right to see your wrath." Then Krishna became very much pleased, and Radhika and Gopis, and told her that your name is Gopiswar, and now you can see our rash, and we are giving you power that if a newcomer, new sadhak comes in Vrindavan, and if you permit, then he can enter in Vrindavan, and his ambition is fulfilled. Without your mercy, is not fulfilled. So this was done at still a symbol murti of Gopeshwar Mahadev is in Rashmandal. Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasdev, Narad, or Bhaguri Rishi. Bhaguri Rishi means So all things took place under the tree of
Bamsibandha.
So it is So it is our Aradhadev like Krishna. Siman Ras Rasarambhi Bansi Bhat Tatastita Karsan Bain Sunair Gopi Gopi Nas. This is a nitya place, nitya bansivar. Always in the night, Krishna calls Gopi under this tree and does rosh.
In Ras, Krishna disappeared. Radhika was weeping and she became faint. All other gopis came. No. From Rasasthali, Krishna came with Srimati Radhika. At first, they saw the footprints of Krishna was so much deep, because Krishna was taking Srimati Radhika in his laps or on his shoulders. So the footprints were very, very deep. Now, they saw that between two Krishna feet, they saw a small, very beautiful Sur Lakshana, Lakhanino, Vajra, Dhaja, Ankush, marks very in the feet of Srimati Radhika. They saw very little and very beautiful footprint. They thought, whose footprint it may be? Anaya Radhito Nunang Bhagavan Hari Rishwara. The gopi whose footprint is here, she is with Krishna. So this has meditated Krishna more than any of gopis. So this gopi is more
dear to Krishna.
Dear to Krishna.